Hello and welcome to the Super Professor Podcast. You're listening to Clemens Kunkel, a.k.a. Super Professor. And today we want to talk about Republicans. Now, are you a Republican? The person that's listening, are you a Republican? Can you tell me what your values are? Because what I see from Republicans is not too good. There might be one or two of you out there that are decent, but why would you stay with a party that's not decent? What do I mean by not decent? Well, you don't put children in dog cages because that's disgusting. And then you don't try to convince me that it's okay. How is it okay tearing babies away from their mother, from their arms, because you have a gun? The baby's crying, the mom's crying, the father's crying, and you think that's okay because they're looking for asylum? They left a horrible place. And they come to a horrible place in the United States because where they were, their kids wasn't yanked from their arms. But in the United States, you took them away from their parents, babies and children. So Republicans, your values are garbage. And if you don't think they're garbage, then let's have a debate face on because I'm done being nice to you sick people. They're children. They're innocent, defenseless children. How can you do that to a child? What gives you the right to think it's okay? They're immigrants looking for help. How did you help a mother, a father, and a child, several children? Well, 2,500 children were taken away from parents that loved them. How do you have a value? Tell me how you can make that right. It's impossible. It's disgusting. Anybody out there got a kid? Anybody got a baby? Think of someone taking it away from you. What would you do? That person has a gun, and you don't. Think about you left a country that was horrible, and you think you're coming to a decent country, and they kidnap your child. Then they take you and put you on a plane and send you away from your kid back to your country without your child. They punished you and they punished the children, innocent children. Republicans' values did this. Don't tell me it's Democrat value. Don't even go there. That's a Republican value because Donald Trump is a Republican and Republicans allowed this. Don't tell me it's Democrats' values. Don't make lies up. I'm sick of all the lies. I'm sick of the Trump administration. I'm sick of the Republicans. I'm sick watching all of the disgust that I keep seeing from the Trump administration. You put children in dog cages. And here's the funny thing. You wouldn't let people, governors, go in to inspect the children. They're like, oh, no, no, we got to fix it. Oh, no, they're coming, they're coming. You kept it hidden until you could fix things. And you didn't fix them fast enough. You're doing horrible things and you know it. That's what the funny part is. You know you're doing wrong. But you're allowing it to happen. Why are you allowing children to be harmed? Because they're not American? Are you serious? They're children. How sick are you people? Pretty darn sick. They're children. Do you guys even have a brain? You definitely don't have a heart. Those children will be scarred for life. Don't tell me they won't be. How can you take a child away from its mom? I got girls. Babies cry when they don't see their mom. Kids cry when they go to school because they're not with their mom. You took them away from their mom and father. You had no intention of giving them back. How do we know that? Well, it's easy. You sent them to another country without their kids. You punished anybody that come to the United States asking for help. Let me get this straight. Someone needs help and you take their child away to punish them. Then you send them away where there's no way they can get in contact with where their kids are. You deliberately, intentionally did this to a child. You intentionally did this to parents that love their kids. This is what dictators do. They harm innocent people. Republicans did this to children. If you vote Republican again, there's something wrong with you. Because Republicans are still allowing torture of children. Kidnapping children with no intention of giving them back. Now, see, a child, if it's 7 months old, a year old, 2 years old, 4 years old, you know, they're going to grow up. So is Trump putting these people in slave labor? Who's going to take care of the children? I mean, we have thousands and thousands of children that don't have parents in the United States. Why would we want more children without parents? Explain that to me. Orphanage, they don't need more children. And you don't want to take an orphanage and say, hey, here's a dog cage, put a child in it. We need the room. Let's stack them. What is wrong with Republicans? Explain to me how it's okay to put children in dog cages. Explain to me how it's okay to take children away from a parent because they came over here. Why didn't you send them back with their parents? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's not safe over there where they were. So we just sent the parents and we kept the kids. Really? You people are really that stupid to think I'm going to buy. Oh, it's better for the parent to go back to the country. They could get killed and we're going to take care of the children by putting them in dog cages. Really, seriously. This is what Republicans think I'm going to buy. The children are better off. The parents spent everything they had to get the kids here, and then you take and you send them back to someplace they don't want to be. Yeah, your Republicans are sending the message saying, yeah, it's United States is like every other country that has a dictator. Yeah, you guys are sending a great message. But here's the problem. That's Republicans' value. That's not Democrats' values. But here's the problem. That's Republicans' values, but not all Republicans.
values. But here's a problem. Republicans control too much. They don't care about women's rights. They don't care about children's rights. They put predators in office. They put Peeping Tom in office, little Donnie Trump. That's Republicans' values. If you're a Republican, you explain to me why you would put a Peeping Tom in office. Donald Trump bragged on walking in on children at the beauty pageant that he owned because he has the right to. Think about what he said. You have a girl child. You have a child. Put yourself in a woman's position. A parent. Someone walked in on your child changing clothes. He's not peeping through a window. No, he walked in on them changing clothes. And he knew they were changing clothes. He knew they would be naked. He knew it. And he thought it was fun. And he does it all the time because he owned the beauty pageant. Why didn't women speak out? Are you serious? Look at what's going on. Trump has 19 sexual lawsuits against him. And it's been 2 years and not one of them have went to court yet. Because he has power. Do the math. Republicans are protecting a predator. Kavanaugh. Look at Kavanaugh. He just got in. Watching it, you know that he did what that woman said. That woman said two people attacked her. Not one, two. One against two. Do the math. You think she's lying? Seriously? She didn't say one person attacked her. She said two. What's the odds of people believing her? Two against one. Think about it. Use your head. Wait a minute. Use your head further. I saw Brett Kavanaugh threaten people. You don't threaten people. You help people. He's not helping. He's threatening people. Donald Trump threatens people. Republicans threaten people. How is that decent? How is it okay to harm a child? How can you even think that's normal? Here's a simple question. Why didn't they give those people that were in need of compassion and caring? How come they didn't help them get established in the United States? The United States is nothing but immigrants. Don't tell me you're an American when this is belongs to the Indians. This is their land. Indians lost their home. Because people come from all over the world and drove them out. This is Indian land. Indians are still here and we're still picking on the Indians. Trump turned over the Dakota Pipeline and said, okay, we can go back through the Indian land with the oil. It's fine if it breaks or something. We don't care about the Indians. We do what we want. We're supposed to be going green, called RMI, Reinventing Fire. What's wrong with people here? Oh, it's Republicans controlling everything. That's what's wrong. How is it wrong? Well, let's see. Man-made climate change is just going to get us all killed, but Republicans don't know that. How many Republicans understand that we're in danger? Not too many. How many Republicans actually think? Not too many. Here's the worst part. Even Putin didn't pull out of the Paris climate change. But Donald Trump did, and Republicans backed that. Just think. Just do some logical thinking. You have 197 countries around the world that know that we're in danger. Just think about this. 197 countries working together to save the planet, except for one country that's not. Well, the United States is because we're not listening to Trump. Mayors and stuff around the world or in the United States aren't listening to Trump. They're still trying to go green. A lot of people, the scientists spoke up. A few thousand scientists went to the White House, said, hey, we have a problem. You know, here's what the funny thing is. This is how stupid Republicans are. Oh, you definitely are stupid. Scientists have been warning us for years, more than, good gosh, 25 years or more, about man-made climate change is getting dangerous. Pay attention. Now, see, the other countries are paying attention, but not the United States. But the other countries. Now, here's what, let me see if I can get this right. The very stable genius says, oh, man-made climate change isn't real. But the very stable genius, that's not a genius, the very stable genius that's not a genius, said, let's put solar power on the wall that he wants to build. Oh, look, I'm smart. I'm using solar power. Why do you need solar power if you're smart? You don't need it. Right? I mean, you're just going to put it on one wall, really? Okay. But you don't care about going green, so why would you do that? Oh, I'm a smart person now. I want to put it on a wall. Really, seriously. This is how smart he is. He just wants to put it on a wall. Now, he doesn't want to try to advance solar power throughout the United States. Oh, no. We're not going to do that. I'm just going to put it on a wall. See, I'm a smart guy. This is what Republicans think is intelligent. We're going to put it on a wall. How are Republicans this stupid? This is amazing. The storms are just going to get worse. The hurricanes are just going to get worse. How do we know that? Science. The 1 degree rise in ocean temperature is going to add more fuel to the storms. That the temperature is what causes storms. They get the energy from the ocean. The hotter the ocean gets, the worse the storms get. Well, what's another problem with the oceans getting hot? Ice melts? Anybody out there got a brain? Here's the problem that children don't understand. Babies, like baby Trump. The 1 degree rise in ocean temperature means not freezing anymore. What happens when not freezing? Ice melts, goes in the ocean, sea level rises. That's a problem, people. Melting, not melting. You people understand that? Freezing, not freezing. Rising temperature. Let me help you children out, you Republicans. When the ice melts in the Antarctica, it sinks and goes very low because cold sinks, heat rises. The cold goes down and hits in what's called the Great Conveyor down in the ocean. The Great Conveyor only takes, do the math, understand what I'm going to say, 500 years to go around the planet. Only 500 years. All that cold is going to go way down. But when that cold goes way down, the ocean sea level rises. Storms gets worse. What happens then? Well, when the storms get worse, let me help you children out, you baby Trumpers. The storms get worse, the ocean gets darker. What happens when the ocean gets darker? It absorbs more sunlight. The ocean gets hotter. What happens when the ocean gets hotter? Storms get worse. What happens when the ocean gets darker? Plants don't get sunlight. Fish die. Animal life dies. Wait a minute. What else happens when the ocean gets hotter? Barrier reefs. The Great Barrier Reefs. Reefs around the world are dying and bleaching from the 1 degree rise in ocean temperature. We're screwing with Mother Nature. That's not a good thing to keep doing. Why do 197 countries around the world know we have a problem, but not the Trumpers and not the Republicans? Yes, there are a couple good Republicans, but John McCain passed away. Yes, there's a couple more, but crime in Nitley, the Republicans control everything. They don't care. They only cared about the money. Donald Trump made Republicans richer. They got more money. The deficit just went up. Because rich people got richer. Why do rich people need more money? They're already rich. Do the math on that. If you're filthy rich, why do you need more money? You can do whatever you want. But no, they need more money. Putin is filthy rich. He stole from his country. People in Russia are suffering. People in the United States are suffering. They got rid of the health care. They don't care about human beings. They don't care about women at all. They put a man in that can grab a woman by the P word, and it's fine. It's okay. Without permission. Donald Trump brag he can do what he wants without permission. Grab a woman. Think about what the man says and does 24/7. Walks in on children, can grab a woman by the P word, and Republicans put this thing in. Oh, wait a minute. What else? Oh, rich people get richer. It's all about money. Gerrymandering. Oh, it's fine. Republicans do gerrymandering, so it's in their favor. That's fine. Cheating is winning. Cheating is winning. Cheating is winning. Seriously? Where is Republicans' values? They know they're cheating, and it's okay. Why is cheating okay? Why is gerrymandering allowed? Because it's okay to cheat as long as you win. This is their values. Their values is they didn't care about the children. How do we know Republicans don't care about children? They put children in dog cages. They removed them from their parents. They still haven't gave back the kids. This is what, 6,000 children still not having parents. Think about, 600. Not 6,000. 600 children still aren't with their parents today. Now just think about that. Do you have a child? Just think about what it feels like to have your child missing for months and you have no way to find them. The Republicans did not give anything to prove that those parents had kids. Just think about this. They didn't give any way to track the kids down to the parents. They just took the kids and said, okay, you can go. We're going to ship you someplace else where your kids aren't. Now, I don't know how many people know, but one father committed suicide. I want you to think about this. One parent, a father, killed himself. Why did he kill himself? Because he blamed himself for bringing his wife and his kid to this sick country right now. He blamed himself and killed himself for what he did to his child and his wife. Think about that. He doesn't love his kid? Are you serious? How would you feel if someone took your child away from you and you knew they went into a dog cage? And you know that there are people that did that. You can't get your child back. It's impossible to get your child back. You don't know, are they being tortured? Are they being fed? Are they being sold into slavery? You have no idea about your child. You can't talk to them. You can't see them. You are helpless as a parent. You're responsible for your child, but someone took the responsibility from you and they stuck him in a dog cage. They gave him. Anybody out there got kids? Yes, the sickness in the United States is disgusting. And it's coming from the Republicans' party. Let me help you out. I have voted Republican. I have voted Democrat. I don't vote by party. I vote for who I think can run my country. I definitely did not vote for Trump. I am 61 years old. Understand what I'm going to say. Every president that came into office since I put in Republicans and I put in Democrats. I vote for who I think can run the country. I put in who I think is intelligent. I don't put peeping toms, sick people in. I don't vote by, that guy's he's going to make me get more money. Well, you know, it's a country. You got to be able to run the country. This is not a friggin' baseball game. You don't stick with a team that's sick just because they're your team. This is a country. This country will be ruined if you stick with a sick team. Bad people get in. You don't keep putting them in. You stop and go the other direction. Here, I want you to think about this some more. Trump can walk in on children, and that's okay. Trump can grab a woman by the P word, and that's okay. Trump can have 19 sexual lawsuits against him, and that's okay. He's still president. He's not a president. He's a ding dong. What did Trump do for the rich people? Made them richer. The tax cut. Trump working for free. Trump's not working for free. When Trump became in office, he raised his golf course fees in Mar-a-Lago from $100,000 to $200,000. He didn't add anything. He just raised, now think about the math. $100,000 rich people paid Trump per year to golf at his golf course. He changed his golf course fees from $100,000 to $200,000. Donald Trump made $50 million working for free. Really? Seriously, he's working for free? Trump doesn't do anything for free. It's all about working, making more money, rich people paying so they can get their tax cut. Rich people made millions, and the deficit went up. Trump is going to bankrupt us just like he's bankrupt himself several times. Seven times, right? Trump's not a businessman. He got his money from his father when he was a child. He's a spoiled brat. Man-made climate change is going to get us killed. And Trump don't care because he doesn't know anything. It's a hoax. China did it. Understand what Trump said. Man-made climate change is a hoax. China did it. Who else said the same words that Trump did? Putin did. Putin, word for word, repeated the same thing Trump said. But here's the difference. Putin is just a little bit smarter than Trump because he did not pull out of the Paris climate chain. I understand that. You got a dictators around the world that did not pull out, except for one stupid person, Trump. It's been 2 years, and that ding-dong is still in power. Think about all the horror that Trump has done. And if you're Republicans, why are you still with Republicans? Republicans control the House and it's just going to get worse. We just had a reporter from the United States murdered. And Trump said, it's a rogue killing. Without any evidence, he just made bullshit up again because he gets money. Now, murder in a consulate is okay. Think about it. A secure place, and it's okay. Think about what they did. Murdered a reporter and cut him up in pieces. You don't know what's going on then. You're not paying attention. Think of what just happened. See, Trump don't care about reporters. He don't care that they get killed or threatened. He just don't care about them. Trump doesn't care about human beings. He only cares about money. It's only about money with Trump and the Republicans. Yeah, I don't care if you want to make money, but you're not supposed to be harming people doing it. People aren't supposed to be dying so you make money. It's not supposed to be, that's not humanity. That's a disease. Putting children in dog cages is sickness. Saying it's okay is sickness. Why would you want to be a Republican when the sickness is growing? Who backs Trump? KKK, alt-right, neo-Nazis, and white nationalists. Neo-Nazi killed Heather Heyer, and they celebrated on the day that she was murdered at the White House to show, hey, thank you, Trump. Think about that. A neo-Nazi murdered someone, and Trump says, oh, there's violence on both sides. No, there's murdering on Trumper's side. That's Republican side. Why would you vote Republican? The health care is for human beings. They don't want it because they got money. Rich people can take care of themselves. They don't care about women. They don't care about children. Why? How do we know they don't care about children? Children are being shot in school from the gun violence. Children are speaking. Explain to me why a child has to say, help us, help us. Explain that to me. Why do children have to go out and say, hey, 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 we're in danger. We got to do stuff. We got to vote. And think about that in the simplest sense. Why do children have to say there's something wrong if we keep dying? See, here's the thing. The Republicans, they don't care. Now, see, the Democrats are trying to say, hey, we need to change the gun laws. Republicans say, no, 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 we don't. Are you serious? Children are dying. I come from a family of military fans. My father was 22 years Marine Corps. Everyone I know's got guns. Guns aren't for killing children. They're for protecting yourself, not for killing children. Guns are for entertainment and hunting, not for killing children. Sick people have access to guns. Why? Can someone please tell me why sick people are allowed to have guns? Here's the thing. If you're sick, you can't drive a car because you can't pass a test. Blind people don't drive cars because they can't pass a test, because they can't see what they're hitting. Sick people should have a test, so they can't have a gun. Why are children dying in school? Why are children being put in dog cages? Why is health care for children, handicapped, old people, vets being removed? Someone explain that to me. Why are rich people getting richer? They already got plenty of money. Oh, they need more. Seriously? You're a Republican, and you think this shit's okay. Wow. Some values you people got. If you got values, don't vote Republican anymore. I did not vote for Dumpy, Peeping Tom Trump. There's no way in hell I was going to vote for that man. He's sick. I didn't know that there were so many haters that were Republicans. I did not know that there were that many sick people in there. I did not see it. I got to take responsibility. I did not see it. But I definitely did not put Trump in. And I definitely, every day, I do podcasts against him. I do podcasts because I'm like, are you serious? This man's insane. Man-made climate change is going to get us all killed, and he doesn't know it, and neither do the Republicans. So do the math on that one. Man-made climate change in 1930, the 1930 Dust Bowl went up to 400 parts per million, and it destroyed 60,000 acres. Thousands of people lost their homes. Thousands. 1,000 people died. It's just going to get worse around the world. The world knows it, except for Trumpers. Don't help them anymore. Get away from them. Our country is in danger. Your children are in danger. Please start using your head and start paying attention, because it's going to get scary. It's not even scary yet. The sun's going to go what's called maxima. We've had the warmest history in 10 years, the warmest. Go study. It's just going to get worse. Here's why. The sun is in a low cycle. It's going to go what's called maxima. It does 11-year swing. We have been heating up. We have been doing opposite of what the sun is doing. You people need to wake up. Listen to NASA. Trump is removing the EPA people that know anything. They just, you know, they just take the money and build $45,000 for a soundproof cage. Now, he put an EPA guy in that just took money and used it. He's not protecting us. He's putting stupid people in power. He's putting haters in power. The alt-right, the neo-Nazi, the KKK, and the white nationalists. He loves those people. Those are his people. The KKK newspaper loves Trump. They back Trump. Trump has nothing but haters backing him. Oh, wait a minute. Pootie Putin loves Trump. Oh, wait a minute. Trump loves Pootie Putin. Always wanted to meet with Putin. Always wanted to. Ivanka sat in Putin's chair. Now, why would you want to sit in a chair of a dictator? A murderer. A killer. How many people must die before you quit being a Republican? How many people must be murdered and killed before you realize what's wrong? How many innocent children must suffer because you want to be a Republican? This is not a baseball game. These are human beings' lives that are being affected. These are decent people being tortured. These are innocent people being killed, murdered from dictators around the world. And Trump's a dictator. Trump don't care about human beings. He just don't care. He only cares about money. Get out, speak out, do something. Be careful, because they'll just try to harm you. Believe me, I go out, I'm looking for a Trumper, because I'm done being nice to sick people. They're nothing but bullies. I'm not the person to bully. I'm not the person that runs away from you. I run towards you. You want to stick up for Trump? Why don't you come at me? Don't pick on a child. Don't pick on a woman. Pick on a man that's not afraid of you. Leave them alone, you sick people. You think I'm the only one pissed off? I'm a pissed off white man. Get that in you people's stupid head out there. If you're a Republican, quit being Republican. Get rid of these sick people. They're going to get our children killed. I got kids and grandkids. Get out, speak out, do something. Stop helping these sick people get more control of our country. John McCain was a Republican that cared. Trump dishonored him after he's dead. He raised the flag when it should have been lowered. Trump dishonored a dead man, a prisoner of war. That is Republicans' values. Is that something you want to follow? Walking in on children. Grab a woman by the P word. Without permission. Insult women 24/7. Horse face. Insult every decent person there is. Just insults people just because he loves to. He loves bullying people. And that's Republicans' values now. May not have been used to be, but it is now. Man-made climate change is going to get us killed. Children are dying in schools. Children are put in dog cages, and that's Republicans. You tell me how that's decent. You explain to me how that's decent. It's not decent. It's disgusting. All right, I'm going to end this. All right, so who am I? I'm Clemens Kunkel. I got children's book out, Mystical Truth Tales, on Amazon. I got New Theories on the Universe called Keys to Unlocking the Universe. New Theories on the Universe. I don't think there was one big bang. I think there was two. Emergent of two universes that created our one universe today. I'm a science guy. I love science. But I'm actually a carpenter. Been in construction my entire life. Universe expands at 1.3 miles a second in every megaparsec. Does anybody know what a megaparsec is? I'm science. I love science. I'm a geek. I love computers. I love technology. I love advancement. I know about the 3D printers, the 4D printers. I know about artificial intelligence. I love science. I don't run away from it. I do podcasts. I got CDs out too. I try to explain my theories and my ideas. I break concrete block with my bare hands. I'm on YouTube. Yes, that's true. I can break concrete block with my bare hands. I'm not a trumper dumper. I'm physical. I've been physical my entire life. Just because I'm physical doesn't mean I can't study. I love science. I love being physical. Look me up. I'm not an invisible KKK member. I'm not invisible. I'm not an invisible person. I'm real. I'm what a real white man's supposed to be. Real, not fake. If you're Republican, change. Don't vote them in because they're not going to protect our children. They're not protecting us now. Why would you vote Republican? Well, anyway, I hope you do something. I hope you speak out. And I hope you start making a difference because we're in danger. Not to know that is just being stupid and ignorant. Anyway, take care. Be safe. Watch your back because they come at you from behind. Be ready to rumble. Don't let them harm you. Too many people have been killed and stabbed and run over with cars. Record them because they're sick people. Get them out where the world can see who they are. And stand up. Let the world know who we are. Stop saying, oh, it's going to correct itself. It's not going to correct itself. We have to correct it. Or this will become Russia, where those people are being harmed and murdered and tortured and starving. Speak out.